T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got a little trivia question for you. All the alls out there. Brought it up at the beginning of the show. Which song has been featured in the most movies? Original rendition. It's not Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which has been done by several different artists over time. We're talking the original rendition. Your clue, first clue is the performer's dead. I have a second clue for you, and this may help. He is from Seattle. Okay.
Oh, it's Jimi Hendrix then.
It is Jimi Hendrix.
It's Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
It's got to be.
Which song by Jimi Hendrix? It's been used in more than 80,000 pieces of film. Some
what?
In talk shows, segments, some in documentaries, and others in film and or television. In the movies alone, it's been used 227 times. So that is the trivia question for you. I'll play. We want it as the bump back for the next segment?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We'll do it. You can get your guesses in. 503-250-1080. The NBA is heading towards a return. July 31, we know that is the proposed start date. That's been well documented and reported. Adam Silver apparently is going to take a proposal to the Board of Governors of the NBA tomorrow, which will include a 22-team restart to the league. So that will include the Portland Trailblazers. It'll be the 16 playoff teams right now that are slated 1 through 8, and then 5 teams from the West and 1 team from the East, being the Washington Wizards. So the Blazers, Pelicans, Kings, Spurs, Suns are going to be coming from the West and the Wizards from the East to tag along. Basically, it's that if you're within 6 games of a playoff spot, you're going to be going back to Orlando and in the bubble city. What is new is a report from Woj last night. So we know it'll start July 31 in Orlando. A proposed date for NBA Finals Game 7 would be October 12th.
Ugh. Sounds awful.
That...
In the middle of NFL season, in the middle of the baseball postseason, that is what you think is a good idea?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea. It'd be by necessity.
I don't know if that's by necessity.
Because if you were to sit there and you were to take it as, all right, how do the playoffs normally play out, right? It is the playoffs start late April, early May, and they go till June, mid-June.
Well, shorten them down.
Go, just go play 5-game series. Back-to-back?
Yeah, just go 5-game series. So if you're getting greed about television, this is about television money. This doesn't have anything to do with what's best for the league. If you're going to stretch something out, you don't stretch something out when you're competing with the NFL, college football, and baseball. You're going to get slaughtered. But if you're talking about fulfilling your contract in television, good luck. That's what this sounds like to me. This sounds like a push to try to get the games in because you have it under contract.
Yep.
But you're not in the spring. In the spring, you're like, what are you going up against? Baseball and little baseball.
Yeah, you're trying to get all of your television money in, and with an expanded playoff, you're hoping that you get more. So you're not just taking a regular NBA postseason, you're taking an expanded NBA postseason.
They could start in July and be done in August, guys. If they really wanted to do this, they could get it done and start in July and get it done in August, and it'd be over.
But they don't, because they want to get all of the money that they can get. And here's the thing about it is I don't think it matters whether or not they're going against the NFL or not, because basically they're going up against a contract, and the contract that they have with Turner or ESPN, Disney, is that we need to get X amount of games in, correct? And so what they want to do is make sure they fulfill that. And if it doesn't go, if it isn't pulling a great number against the NFL, then so be it. My thing is that, so the 12th, NBA Finals Game 7 would be on the 12th. That would be a Monday. October 12th is a Monday, okay? And if you're going on your scheduling and how that's going to play out, right, that's week five. That'd be go up against Monday Night Football, which would be Chargers-Saints Monday Night Football game up against the NBA Finals Game 7 in this proposal. Now, looking at that, wouldn't you sit there and say, all right, yeah, that is actually something that I think the NBA Finals Game 7 would probably get a bigger number, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so.
You
at
don't
all.
Think so?
Nope.
Then a Monday Night Football game?
I don't
game?
Think it matters about numbers. Television money is not, they're not worried about their rating. They're worried about getting their contract done.
Well, and I know that's what I just said, but if you're talking about you're going up against football and during football season, they still would have a good shot of pulling a great number if you're going to have that Game 7 on a Monday night, which if that's what matters in small part, I think you would, a Game 7 would have some intrigue, especially if you have
Giannis
and LeBron. So and that's what we're talking about. It's playoff. It's not regular season going up against the NFL. It's playoff basketball. And that should matter a little bit. I think it might be harder if it's a Game 6 and you're going up against college football on that Saturday, because you'd have a day in between.
So I've always said the month of October is the greatest month in all of sports because it opens up college football, the start of NBA season, you get NFL, and then you get the NBA all starting. And then you have Major League Baseball postseason. It's just the greatest month. It's an incredible month. What I probably would struggle with is understanding, is there enough eyeballs and patience and real interaction to get the kind of excitement you want? I don't know if our cup would be full if everything goes to plan. If there is no football, mm-hmm. I mean, Tiger Woods and the rest of the crew with those guys got a 6 million views because that match that's all it's on. If we're going up, do you think that, I mean, you're talking about school, you're talking about all the things, this isn't summertime. No, June is a great month for the NBA because a lot of people are getting out of school mm-hmm. and you're not, you know, you just have that kind of nostalgia of, it's the NBA, it's the end of June. You get in that middle of June, Father's Day, and you got that. It's definitely different, but I just don't know if our cups are big enough to be able to appreciate the NBA Finals in October.
Oh, we're going to find out.
Are we certain, though?
No, we're going off the Woj report.
Yeah.
I mean, Adrian Wojnarowski, the most locked-in writer in the NBA, says the timeline shared with teams is a possible date for NBA Finals Game 7 is October 12th.
So then the next season would start till after Christmas is probably what they're saying.
Dude, when the next season start is a huge question. The draft would happen in the days following the conclusion of the NBA Finals. Then free agency would open.
Yeah, when's the draft?
Yeah, the draft would be probably a week later. It'd probably be a week after. And then another question that's in this, are they going to be in Orlando the entire time?
There's so many crazy questions about this.
So are you going to, because
that's a long time.
You're going to be looking at that point, the NFL, colleges, Major League Baseball are all going to be playing in their home stadiums. And the NBA would be like, we're just going to stay in Orlando. Is that what the proposal is? Or is it, we're going to start in the bubble and then we can disperse out for the playoffs?
A lot of logistics.
Well, that's something that isn't addressed in this, and I don't know kind of the structure of it, because if it is safe to go back home, why wouldn't they just go ahead and do that, and will there be a contingency in that?
Excellent questions.
Because asking these guys to go to a bubble
you should be part of the media.
4 months, I should be. Those are going to be major questions that are answered, but they will be answered probably before tomorrow's vote, because tomorrow the Board of Governors will vote on it. We're probably going to have details as it's going to be sent out to these owners, if it hasn't already, today.
There's only one
they can look it over.
Person I think you need to hear from, and that is, what does LeBron want to do?
I was just going to say LeBron James, Adam Silver.
No, LeBron runs the league. If LeBron wants this thing to start in the next couple weeks, it's going to start in the next couple weeks. Within July, if LeBron says, look, guys, let's all get together. Him and Chris Paul are going to vote. They're going to talk. The veterans are going to get together. They're going to say, we want this to start earlier. We're not waiting. We're not pushing this way. Then the league and Adam Silver probably go, well, guys, we need to do that. No, find a way. This is what we're going to do. If this takes a stand in Orlando, we'll just do it. I truthfully don't believe LeBron wants to push it all the way to October. I don't think he does.
I don't either.
There's no way.
All right. Do you have a guess on what Jimi Hendrix song it is?
I was going to let you do the bump back. That's kind of be the
release. But I know, but I want a final guess before the bump back.
Oh, there's, yeah.
I figured it out.
Okay.
And it wasn't from Google searching it. When you said Jimmy, it became obvious to me to which one it was. We will play it.
Play it. Play it when we
No guess? No
I
guess.
I want it to be the big
That's
reveal.
Fair. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Some of you texters on the fan text line, 503-250-1080, have guessed it correct. Hear that. Plus, are we going to hear the dirty underbelly of college basketball and Duke? Dusty and Cam on the fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.